Have one. I'm Brian Kilmeade. I know it's always a great time to listen to WHIO, but especially when my friend Steve Temple's behind the microphone. Listen to Temple Talk. Temple Talk Radio on WHIO.
This is Temple Talk Radio with Steve Temple from Pinnacle Investment Advisors. You need a financial strategy that accounts for challenges like market volatility and inflation, and that also adequately prepares you for retirement. The purpose of Temple Talk Radio is to address common financial concerns, provide helpful strategies, and offer ways you may be able to achieve your financial goals. And now, here's Temple Talk Radio.
Well, good morning to all of our listeners on the Miami Valley, and thanks for tuning in to today's show. Folks, we're going to be talking about how to add fuel to your 401k. And you know, if you've got access to a 401k through your employer, folks, you cannot sleep on this. This is one of the best tools that's out there that's going to help you build retirement income to give you that secure lifestyle that you're looking for when you go into retirement. We're talking about tax-deferred growth, long-term compounding, and in a lot of cases, it's free money from your employer that's going to help fuel your retirement and give you that lifestyle you desire. So during today's show, we're going to be talking about some ways you might want to consider maximizing your 401k balance, and that's going to help you look ahead and give you more confidence towards seeking that desired lifestyle. But, you know, before we jump in, Tony, I've got to share. Listen, last week's show, you're wearing Bermuda shorts. This week, you're wearing the Bermuda shorts and the Bermuda shirt. Dude, I am jealous. What the heck's going on here?
Hey, it's July. Nobody should apologize for wearing a Hawaiian shirt or Bermuda shorts or otherwise. We should never apologize for using an episode of this show to talk about 401ks, because when it comes to retirement, there aren't many things out there that are more important. So I'm anxious to get into that. But first, Steve, I noticed we made it through the 4th of July weekend. I barbecued, saw family, got a lot done. And I noticed I made you show me your hands. So make sure you had all 10 digits.
Hey, I do have one little scorch on the little pinky here.
So. From fireworks. Yeah.
Yeah. Just it was still fun, though. And Tony, I tell you, we had a great time. We had the whole family was over. We're talking kids, grandkids, in-laws, outlaws. Fun. And it was the backyard. The house was full of people. It was a fun day. Here's the thing. I love Sloppy Joe's, right?
I love Sloppy Joe's.
And it was funny. Kathleen's contacting all the kids about who's going to bring what. And then that went on forever and ever. Everybody's back and forth. Well, I can do this and I can do this. And I said, honey, what Sloppy Joe's? That is going to be a great thing for 4th of July.
Yeah, I love Sloppy Joe's too. Now you're making me hungry for a Sloppy Joe, Steve. Now that's all I can think about.
Oh, gosh. Heck yeah.
So what's up first today in the show?
Well, you know, and something before we get started, a special shout out to a really good friend of our family, Joe and Amanda Jenkins. I know they're listening this morning. Great people. They've become great friends since I've been in Beaver Creek the last 2 years. Their family was featured on the Bellbrook Community Magazine last month. Each month, the Bellbrook Magazine, they pick a family locally that would be a good family to highlight, you know, their background, what they're involved in the community. And this July edition had Joe and Amanda and their boys on the magazine. And it's a great story. I just enjoyed reading it a little bit about more about that background. So shout out to you, Joe and Amanda, for being selected for July's edition of the Bellbrook Community Magazine.
There you go. Well, that's great. That's neat. That's a nice shout out, Steve. That's cool. So today we're talking about adding fuel to your 401k. What does that mean?
Well, we're going to reference another. This is U.S. News and World Report. 10 strategies, folks. 10. We may not get through all of them, Tony. We usually never do. That's the thing. No. 10 strategies to maximize your 401k balance. The strategy, step number one, it's more than just your employer's automatic savings plan. Bear in mind that many employers will auto-enroll you in your 401k, but it's usually a small percentage, Tony, okay? And so while that's probably a good start, listen, that's not going to get you where you want to go in your retirement plan. So the smarter move, here it is, would be to bump up that contribution each year, Tony, especially when you get the raise. And I get a lot of people there. They start with a company. Sometimes there's even elimination periods where you have to wait so long before you can start, you know, participating. Hopefully those things are going away. But again, you have the auto enrollment. It's a very small percentage, but here's the thing, Tony, you look at the bigger picture. when you look at sitting down, this is where we talk about working with a financial advisor, Tony. Yep. Let them help you calculate what are your goals and dreams. And the other thing, the thing we get into, Tony, a lot of folks when they're just starting out, they think, well, retirement's so far off. I mean, I'm 30 years old, 35 years away from retirement. I'll worry about that later. And then folks, don't be that next person that puts it off. When somebody shows you the benefit of putting money in early and what that's going to grow to, we talked about compounded interest, what that's going to grow to in your lifetime versus even if you wait 10 years, it's an amazing difference that's going to be available for your nest egg. So we just encourage you not to put it off. And like you mentioned, Tony, this is going to be the foundation of a lot of people's retirement plan. So don't put it off. Get started. And we're going to talk a lot about that during today's show today, Tony.
Yeah. Well, I think that's great. Yeah. Don't put it off. Work with a financial professional who can help you make sure you're maximizing all of your options, especially when it comes to saving for retirement and maximizing those retirement accounts. So you don't have to be, you don't have to be a financial professional to know that you shouldn't leave what's free money just sitting on the table, though, right?
Tony, yeah. You should not.
You know, you got to solidify that 401k strategy. Schedule a check-in with somebody like yourself and get a second opinion at least on where you're at, right?
Well, a lot of employers, they have various formulas they use, Tony, to calculate the company match, you know. But here's the thing. If they auto-enroll you, starting at 3%, you may not still be getting the maximum company contribution. A lot of times the formulas work like this. You put in 10, they'll do 50% of that. So you put in 10, they'll do 5. So if you're only doing 3%, you're only getting half of that, Tony, as a company match. So you're leaving free money on the table, folks. So just pay attention to it. Find out what your company match is. And listen, folks, if you're in a 401k plan offering, and you're not putting in up to what you need to put in to get the company match, I would love to help you calculate what that's going to cost you by not taking advantage of that. It can be thousands or tens of thousands of dollars, Tony, that would be available for your nest egg by making sure you contribute up to the maximum you need to in order to get that free money that's going to help you build your retirement plan.
Yeah, again, there you are with the free money. And again, don't leave free money sitting on the table. If your employer offers a match, which almost every employer offers some type of 401k match, that's free money. So you have to put in as much as you can to get the full match. In other words, at least put in enough to get the full employer match, right?
Yes,
that's the least amount you should put into a 401k out of every check to make sure you're contributing enough to get the full employer match, because that's free money. What else do we need to know about that?
Well, you know, a lot of folks, they start off working for a company, Tony, and then they work for a few years, and then they maybe thought maybe there was a better offer. But the thing they need to carefully consider as well, before you jump ship and change jobs, you need to make sure you check on the vesting schedule. A lot of employers, if they're going to be generous enough to give you a company match, they're going to put forth a vesting schedule that if you leave before that period, usually it's 5 years, if you leave before that time lapses, all that free money they've given you, you're going to forfeit it and they're going to take it back. So you very carefully consider your choices. I mean, I know some days you go in, you had a bad day and maybe something else, the pasture looks greener on the other side sometimes, but when you factor in, you're going to forfeit a lot of that match you've accumulated over that 2 or 3 year period. And not only that, let's say you have another employer offering, and we just talked about it a moment ago, you change companies. Now you have to wait for 90 days or even a year. Tony, my background was working in 401k plans when I started 30 years ago. Some employers had a year elimination period because they just didn't want to deal with some of the turnover and some of the admin and paperwork that was involved. So they made you work for a year before you can start contributing. So if you decide to leave a company, now you've lost that vesting that you could have accumulated over that same period of time. You go to work for somebody else, and then you can't even start for a year. So those are things you need to carefully consider before you lose some of that momentum.
Yeah. Yeah. You don't want to lose momentum, obviously. And you have to look at that vesting schedule. A lot of people don't understand that they have to work. So I knew a guy left 1 month before his 5-year anniversary lost all that match, and it was considerable. So, true story, he was really upset, and he said, "Hey, it's just another month. Can I come back and work?" He had already left, and they said, "No, that's it. You got to be here the full five." Isn't that crazy? And so, don't make that mistake. That's an expensive mistake that, you know, you and I, we've seen people make that quite a bit. So, you don't want to imply that you should stay in a job that makes you miserable though either, but maybe one more month, right?
Right. You know, sometimes maybe it is worth sticking it out, Tony.
Yeah.
You know, you've had a bad day, bad week. Hey, there's always tomorrow. There's always tomorrow. Right. And maybe sometimes you consider all these options before you pull the trigger and make a decision, like you said, that's irreversible at that point, and it could be very costly. So here's something else, Tony, you touched on it earlier, folks. Cannot emphasize enough, Tony, because there's so much information out here. There's so much background noise. We cannot emphasize enough the importance of sitting down and talking to a trusted advisor that can share some third-party insight, another set of eyes on your situation that can give you some insight to what is going to be a good plan for you. But here's the other thing too, Tony. Right now, you can contribute $23,500 if you're under 50 into your retirement plan. And if you're over 50, you can tack on an extra $7,500. That's what they call the catch-up provision. So traditional 401ks, they're funded with pre-tax dollars. Here it is. You put the money in pre-tax. That money grows tax-deferred. And then which time when you do start taking withdrawals, that's when you'll be taxed on it. And we'll talk a little bit more about that here in the show in a few minutes. But it's so important that you know the rules, know the offering that's available to you. And folks, if you sit down and calculate, if you start now, I know those that are in doubt, you got your mortgages, you've got car payments, but sit down and calculate, what can you afford to put away pre-tax? I promise you, you won't miss it. But what you are going to miss is the opportunity, what that can grow to by deferring it till 5 or 10 years later. It's going to cost you thousands of dollars in your nest egg for retirement.
Yeah. Yeah. And there you go. And again, costly mistakes that can be avoided, and you want to maximize your retirement accounts, not minimize them. And there can be tax implications. So, I think that's a big deal. You know, you have to make sure that, especially for older workers, that you're taking advantage where you can, like catch up contributions.
Right. Well, not only that, Tony, and something I was very proactive in doing when we were doing the consulting in the 401k arena, we actually were instrumental in helping the Roth addition be added to a 401k plan.
Nice.
Yeah. The fact of it was, Tony, and this was, you know, 25 years ago we were doing this. Here's the difference, and we'll talk more about this too, but by adding the Roth component, you now gave the employee the opportunity of putting in money that was it was after tax dollars. But again, we sat down and worked with these employees and showed them, with all of your other considerations, your retirement, you may not be in a lower tax bracket when you retire, okay? Because you've had some success in your financial journey. So by adding the Roth component and putting that in your 401k plan and maybe diversifying it from the traditional 401k to the Roth 401k, you now had another bucket of money, Tony, that would be tax-free, provided you play by the rules. That money would be tax-free upon your retirement. And that sets the stage up for all kinds of beneficial income when you're post-retirement going into those latter years.
Yeah, and that's huge. Obviously, we've talked about Roths and how valuable and important they can be as part of a plan for tax-free income in retirement. So a 401k Roth is a great option, but you have to make sure it's right for you and look at your overall situation first. Again, the way to do that, you have to work with a trusted financial services professional, a fiduciary who's going to look out for your best interests. And Steve, that's where you come in. And
yeah,
this is how you help your clients, right?
It is. You know, and years ago, I actually was sitting down working with the CEO of one of the companies I was doing the consulting in, their retirement plan, and it very successful and was going to have more than ample enough retirement income. And so when I looked at his situation, and again, we're not giving tax advice, Tony, we don't do that, but I looked at his present situation. And his net tax, and even though he was a six-figure income earner, his net tax was like 18% because he was getting, you know, child, you know, deductions and he was, you know, mortgage deductions and, you know, obviously charitable, you know, contributions. So he was putting money in and net savings was like 18%, even though he was in a higher marginal bracket, his real tax was like 18%. And so we calculated based on his future, what, 30 years later, 25 years later, that when he starts taking this money out, that he was going to be in a higher tax bracket with his adjusted gross earnings at that point in time, which this is what led to the conversation, Tony. We should probably add the Roth component to the 401k plan. So you still have some of the opportunity of investing the money, you know, from your paycheck and your 401k plan, a lot of convenience in doing that. But by doing this, we now set aside another bucket of money that was going to be treated differently during his retirement. And specifically, I've got clients today, Tony, that have put money, a lot of money in the 401ks and 403bs and 457 plans, IRAs, if you would. And now when you retire and you're 73 years old, used to be 70 and a half, now it's 73, the IRS says, we now want to start RMDs, required minimum distributions. And folks, you have no choice. You may not want the money. You may not need the money. They're going to force you to take it out. And if you don't, there is hefty penalties and fines that are a result of this. And so now even working with people today, Tony, that are not 73 yet, they now know the consequences of that decision they made 20, 30 years ago. They thought they were going to save taxes. We're showing them, well, not really, because by the time you kick in your RMDs, that potentially is going to throw you in a higher tax bracket than retirement. So we're working with clients today and accelerating, speeding up these distributions from the IRAs so that they now have less money in the qualified accounts when they turn 73. And we're changing the landscape on what their RMD calculation would be, which could potentially put them in a higher tax bracket. So once again, this is where the Roth component comes in as a very valuable, you know, piece. You put money into the Roth part of your 401k. It's not subject to required minimum distributions. It still grows tax deferred. And yes, again, but, you know, following the rules, that money comes out tax-free as well. So yeah. What's better to have a lot of income? What's better than to have a lot of it that's tax-free, Tony? That's retirement income that doesn't force you into a higher threshold on Social Security taxation. All these things obviously can be a factor.
Yeah, there are a lot of factors and it's a lot to sort out. So how can our listeners out there set up that no charge, no obligation consultation with you?
Folks, pick up the phone. If you have any questions, give us a call. Tony said it, no cost, no obligation. We're to help you folks if we can. 937-667-6500. Go to the website, pinnacleinvestmentadvisors.com. And right on the homepage, folks, you can click on a link and schedule a quick call at your convenience. You schedule on our calendar, present conflicts, we'll let you know. Better yet, come in and see us at one of our two locations, Tony. Take advantage of this. Get some good guidance, some good advice on something that could potentially be worth thousands or hundreds of thousands of dollars to you when you want to unlock this, you know, into retirement years later.
There you go. Well, and this is a great topic. Let's continue it. What's next?
Well, again, we're going to continue this U.S. News and World Report. We've also had situations where, okay, there's moments when your cash flow gets tight and the 401k balance starts to look like a lifeline, Tony. And I've seen a lot of people make this critical mistake as well. You got a nice little nest egg put away. Yeah, there are provisions where you can dip into it while you're still working, hardship provisions, all sorts of things. But just know this, if you do this, you got to be considered if you're under 59 and a half, you're not just going to pay taxes on that distribution. You're going to pay a 10% penalty. So that's like a double hit, Tony. And when you calculate the value of what that is, which will be a future, you know, nest egg later, sometimes people, when they see that, they think, okay, I will come up with a better alternative to satisfy this cash flow need I have over here. Rather than dip into their 401k plan, they look at other ways of coming up with some additional cash flow to solve this other short-term problem. I know a lot of folks, they take loans out, Tony, on their 401k plans. And there are situations where maybe it is appropriate or ideal to do so. But just to understand, yeah, the rule is, yeah, you're paying yourself interest back, but there's some mechanics working in the background they're not aware of. One of them is that if you've got a $25,000 outstanding loan, Tony, that money is kind of not sitting in the market any longer. So whatever's happening in the market, and we all know on average market goes up 3 years, down, you know, down 1 year out of four. So if that money is out on loan and the market has a substantial increase, like some of the years we have 28%, 33%. We remember those years.
Oh, yeah.
You're not getting that same earnings on that bucket that's sitting out here on the loan. That can be also very costly in the grand scheme of things. So just things you have to consider, Tony, before making that choice.
Well, and the main goal of retirement planning is to do as much as you can to maintain your lifestyle after you're done working. And I think a lot of people are eager to leave assets behind for the people they love as well. So in order to do that, you have to have a plan.
Well, and here's the other thing too, Tony. We talked about switching jobs earlier. Yeah. I see this a lot too, Tony. You switch the job. You've got this 401k kind of just, it's straggling, kind of hanging there. You leave and go to the next employer. Here's two things usually happen. One of them, you forget you had that 401k plan, right? And I'm working with people even today that they've got five and six 401k plans. Mm. They're all over the place, Tony. And it's very problematic. It's confusing. Trying to work through that administration on that's been a little difficult. So we're helping them consolidate all these miscellaneous 401k plans. But the other thing is too, if people say, well, there's only 10,000 here, I'll just cash it out, you know? And they do that. Well, then there comes the penalty. Then comes the, you know, the taxes on that. Again, that can be very costly. And we just want to encourage people, before you make those considerations, you need to talk to an advisor and just make sure if there's not something better suited for you than cashing it out, or worse yet, forgetting you have this 401k. I've got a couple coming in next week, Tony, that has got 401k plans, and the company, been a lot of mergers. You know, companies buying companies, they don't even know where the 401k plan is located any longer. And we're going to help. You know, there's some websites we can go to back, you know, track some of these plans, the sponsors, if you would. And hopefully we can find out where the plan is residing now as far as the custodian. And hopefully we can help them find these accounts that are out there hanging out there for almost 10 or 15 years ago.
Yeah. Yeah. And I know that you help people do rollovers, right? That's something you can help people do and help your clients with.
Well, that's what we're doing now with a couple of cases. There's five and six 401k plans. They desire to have it with one. Well, again, they enjoy working with us because we're being holistic advisors, helping them plan around not just retirement, but other things as well. And it simplifies their record keeping when they've now got one account. Schwab is our custodian, consolidate all these 401k plans into an IRA. And now they have better investment choices and things like that. So we definitely do help people accomplish that, Tony.
Yeah, I think that's huge. That's great. Now, what about fees? People don't realize they are paying fees within their 401ks too, right?
Well, that's the other thing too, Tony. And it's they have to understand what are the fees, Tony. What are you paying? And here's the other thing, Tony. I'll share this. This is what I've noticed in the last 10 years. When I was the consultant, we worked very aggressively to establish an investment committee with each of the companies that I helped them build out their 401k plan. And through that committee, we would each year, it's like if I was a manager of a baseball team and I've got nine players, I'm going to make sure I've got the best players in every position, whether third baseman or catcher. We did the same approach when it came to choosing the investment alternatives. We went out among the universe of families that are out there, and we worked carefully to consider who are the best players that we can put on our team. And every year we would review these. And if one player wasn't doing their job, Tony, we would replace them with another player. And we did that very actively with the 401k plans that we were consulting. The day it's different, Tony. I can almost say that most plan sponsors have gotten maybe complacent and lazy. They don't really work on putting together a quality lineup of fund choices. In fact, a lot of times they use target date funds. They're just doing the minimum they can to be compliant. And with that, that's where you may get into where your funds have higher fees. Maybe you don't even have the best choices, Tony, when you have a fund lineup. And see, a lot of employees don't even know this. Some plan sponsors, in order to be more compliant, they offer a thing called Brokerage Link, which is another window through your portal in your 401k plan that opens up kind of the universe, Tony, if you would, universe of funds that are out there. So rather than just being stuck with the funds you have in your 401k plan, maybe it's a 10 or 15 fund lineup, through Brokerage Link, you have the option to look at beyond that and look at all the other choices, Tony, that are out there that you then now can participate in your retirement plan. I know years ago, we helped one of the airlines. Their plan was somewhat outdated. We helped them establish some of these new parameters. Mm-hmm. And that plan did have the provision where I think 25% or maybe 50% of what you have in your 401k, you can diversify that through Brokerage Link. And then you've got better choices of funds that you can now be investing in that now is going to be more complementary of what you're wanting to accomplish in your timeline. So folks, just again, you need to inquire about that and see if it's available. And then from there, that's where the financial advisor can help you among all these choices. And again, Tony, we use Morningstar to accomplish this, to help people understand these are the choices you have. And based on doing the comparisons, they now have the tools they need to make better choices with their lineup of funds. And it goes back to maybe what we use a tool called the color of money risk analysis, that you're now lining up your goals with how you feel emotionally. So now not only do you have the right investments, you've got quality investments to go with it.
Steve, how can our listeners get a hold of you to set up that consultation?
Thanks, Tony. Folks, the phone number is 937-667-6500. We've got two locations, one in Beaver Creek, one in Troy, Ohio. Go to the website, click on the link, get it on our calendar.
Sounds good. And listeners, that does it for today's episode of Temple Talk Radio with our host, Steve Temple.
Hi, I'm Brian Kilmeade. Thanks for listening to my good friend, Steve Temple, with Temple Talk Radio.
Thank you for joining us for Temple Talk Radio. Don't head into retirement without a strategy that addresses both income and taxes. For more information, please contact Steve Temple at Pinnacle Investment Advisors at 937-667-6500 or visit templetalkradio.com. Join us again soon for another episode of Temple Talk Radio. Advisory services are offered through Pinnacle Investment Advisors, LLC, a registered investment advisor in the state of Ohio. Insurance products and services are offered through Temple Financial Solutions, an affiliated company.
All matters discussed during the show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation. We are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration, the Federal Medicare Program, or any other government agency. Calling this number will direct you to a licensed sales agent.